Well, Amy G, we're here, and you got
good
a great
morning,
show
everyone.
For us today. Yeah, good morning. And you do the legacy of truth. Yeah, you know, and I love the legacy anyway. Of truth is even better. So, what are we talking about today? So I can keep
today
track with you
continue,
and follow with you.
Leaving a legacy is one thing. Living a life of truth is what we've been talking about this past several weeks. It was the same this month of June as we go into the summer months. And I really want to continue talking about just what it means to really live that life of truth. Is it our expectations upon ourselves? Is it expectations of others that we expect in our lives? What is that truth? And I know I'm not the only one, Tree. I know that there's others out there that are experiencing what I'm going through, and also even witnessing and seeing. And I'm also a mom with trying to figure out how to help my own children, or what kind of legacy I'm leaving within my own family. And
right.
Some of the experiences that it's really interesting that it's like we all want loyalty, we want truth, we want integrity. Doing the right thing even when no one's looking, doing the right thing even perhaps when you're not even friends with that person anymore, doing the right thing when you've maybe got fired from a job or lost a job, or doing the right thing when you got kicked out of a house as a teenager or going through a divorce. And that is hard. It's not easy.
Right. Yeah, you're right. It is. It's extremely hard. And I know that we have challenges with our children, right? We have challenges with our lovers, our spouses, our girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever, right? And being truthful
right.
in that time, rather than most of us want to get even. I'm like, you know, and that's okay to sit there and think about that. But in the heat of all of that, what do you say? Thank you. I am grateful for you helping me out of this moment of doubt and moment of anger. I don't know. What do you do? You know, and what do others
well,
do?
Well, I think we get right. And I mean, this is something that I feel like I'm not the only one going through it or questioning. It's even just, let's just say relationships. And it doesn't mean, I don't mean relationships that's just, you know, a husband and a wife, or boyfriend, girlfriend, or lovers, or finding your life partner, whatever terminology. It's also relationships of, you know, young teens, even elementary kids that we're learning, relationship foundation.
Right.
Teenage boys with, you know, their peers, teenage girls and boys. Just, you know, we all know that I have a boy and a girl, and they're just 17 months apart. And, you know, my daughter has her friends, my son has his friends. They all have to learn how to respect each other. It's not always the easiest thing. There's challenges. Even the likeness of, you know, one of my son's friends likes my daughter's friends. And it happens. It doesn't matter what age, whether you're 16, 26, 36, 46, 56, so forth. It's those truths of meeting new people, and if what if I'm trying to figure out how do I say it? I have it in my mind's eye of when you meet someone and everything goes great and you think it's going to be a relationship, but then you find out going, yeah, it's just not working out. And what you end up doing thereafter, your actions, that's probably more of what I would like to discuss. And I know that there's others out there going through the same thing, whether it be a mom or as a woman or, you know, single dad, men. This is not gender specific, that when you realize that maybe this friendship is just, you know what, there's nothing more, we're just going to be friends, how do you separate? How do you not hurt somebody? Or when you love someone or you've been with somebody for a while, but then your circle is still going to be, you know, people. So the inevitable, instead of moving to Antarctica, which is not an option, you got to learn how to still go on with your own life and yet adjust to, you're going to see and hear things about your ex-boyfriend or ex-girlfriend, and living those truths. That's the challenge. How do you not,
I agree with you on that.
You know, fall down, and then when they're doing things that are hurtful, like even like you talk about, you know, going through a divorce, and, you know, one spouse will just instantly, you hear, it's just our society, you know, they're going out, they're doing this, they look like they're partying, they're having fun, but really, are they? And then those actions are hurtful with someone maybe on the financial realm where they can't go out, they can't party, and it hurts. Or, you know, it seems like they're happy and just partying their life away and just having the grand old time, but are they? But it's also learning how not to react and hold your own integrity of going, you know what? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the challenge.
I get that, and I'm so there with you. I told you this story, okay? And, you know, you and Tylee and Trey, you guys are three close people, your son and your daughter and you, right? And I know you're
right.
They're close to their dad, and you're, you know, you guys have a friendly association now. But I know your son and your daughter have been going through things, and 15 years old, the same thing that the 20-something-year-old that I told you about in her guy. They broke up and
right.
and now they're trashing each other to their friends. Your son and your daughter
right.
are going through the same thing with their friends to them. You know, it doesn't
right.
mean that bad
right.
behavior.
They all have friends, exactly.
Right, and then sometimes friends are frenemies, friends, enemies, right? You sent me a quick, great.
Exactly, yep.
Great thing there.
Yep.
I'm playing both sides of the fence. And then I got a 20-something-year-old and her guy, you know, they're my clients, and they're doing the same thing, right? You know, breaking up and the frenemies. And then I've got a 66 and a 64-year-old and a 48-year-old in a triangle there. And they're doing the same darn thing. So how
the
do you stop that? Yeah, I mean, so, like, frenemies, talking, trading posts, pictures, social media, it's crazy. And they're doing, all three age groups are doing the same thing. That's what teens do. No, that's not what teens do. That's what people,
it's what we do,
baby boomers.
You know what?
Yeah,
you're right.
Baby boomers, millennials, and the Generation X, right? You know, because you and I are in our 40s, and it's Generation X, I think. So what do you think? What do you feel about that? I mean, how do you stop it? How do you ever not even start it? That's a good question.
I think that's exactly where, you know, what I'm talking about, that I'm realizing, even like you said, it's just watching my children develop their relationships, and rather it be with friends or, you know, the boyfriend or girlfriend, and yet when they separate, teaching them to go, you know what, don't react. Sometimes it's more of like, it really comes down to maybe just asking that question of, would I do unto others what you would want done to you? You know, or just being a good person in the universe, just doing the right thing, having that integrity, going, would I want that done to me, or how would that feel if I did that? And is that really who I am, to say it's retaliate? Going, you know what, I'm not a person who really retaliates. I understand that this is not everyone you meet is meant to stay in your life. And looking at it from
right.
that approach, perhaps I'm guilty of not being able to completely be like, why is this not working out? You know, I thought this was going to be the one. And then it takes a lot. And even, Tariq, I'm going to add one more. It's like, I have a girlfriend, and you even have met her, where when you go through the empty nesting and you're rediscovering yourself, you know, how do you stay in your truth and not dissolve a marriage that you've, you know, had for 20-odd years?
I agree,
you know,
with you, and I'm laughing a little bit about that. I had an empty nester person about a year ago, and they came to me, a couple. She goes, I didn't know he had an outie belly button. I don't like it. You got to be kidding me.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, so exactly that. You're just rediscovering, going, who is this person? And I think when we go through changes in our life, a breakup, or, you know, even I've lost girlfriends. You know, I've gone through a divorce, and I've lost girlfriends. So it's not just a significant other in a romantic level. It's when you go through those changes, it's how you want to remain of who you are. But it's hard to remain who you are if you've never tried to spend time with yourself and take that alone time to discover who you are. You know, who is Tariq? Not Tariq as a coach, not Tariq as a fiance, not Tariq as a daughter, not Tariq as a mom, Tariq. And it's taken me, which I've shared a little bit, you know, it's taken me a long time, and I still think I'm discovering that. And just even here recently, like we talked last week, where I've had a friend who was diagnosed, you know, with cancer, and some of what that brought up in what I had to look at myself. And this week I've also had a friend that I've known for 3 years and surface back up, and just having a conversation that it's brought some awareness that I need to look at, you know, just in my own relationships with the opposite sex, whether it be a friend or a significant other, of, you know, am I being too critical, too nitpicking? Am I really, Tari, like we're talking about, you know, do I still have some underlying fears of why perhaps I'm still single? You know,
maybe
the independence
that I've
the independence that I've gained, I've earned, you know, going through a divorce. It wasn't pleasant. Getting back into the workforce and yet discovering who I am. We've talked about my passion for traveling. I forgot all about that. Meeting new people and remaining myself.
Yeah, so what I feel like with you, you've divorced and you were looking for a partner, and you know, so instead of looking, now you're just letting it happen. But maybe you found the secret is not being lonely, but being alone, and that's okay, right? You know what I mean? So
you're right.
Being alone, yeah. And you're never lonely, you're just alone today. You know what I mean?
Right, and now I'm teaching teenagers, or I'm being that example of, you know, look, I've been alone, I've dated, and I just haven't found that person that just seems to click, whether it's maybe my doing, perhaps it's their doing, or you just realize it's just, we can't just put the, you know, round peg in the square peg type thing.
Yeah, no, I understand. I feel like all of us, and I think women do it differently than men, but men still do it. So I think women, we are out there with our guy, or wanting a guy, and we meet this guy or we have our significant other and we want him to be this way. And so it's like literally I imagine it's all out there trying to get that round peg in a square hole and taking a darn hammer and beating that round peg, trying to beat it in the hole to make it fit. Just won't do it, right? Sometimes you just got to let go and, you know, and just know that the higher power you believe in, whether it's Buddha, God, as I always say, it doesn't really matter. Higher part of yourself come forward and they help you out, you know. So, but let's get back to something I want to ask you about. So your daughter has been going through a lot of stuff here, and I admire her. And, you know, I talk to her, work with her too, and, you know, because sometimes she needs me to say the same thing you're saying, just in a different way. And you know, I'm the coach and you're the mom, and I'm going to get you to work with my daughter. She's a handful, just so you know. So anyway, she's good. But what do you think about that? She's handling herself very well. And, you know, be the change you want to see. So she's not lashing out. She's not being vindictive. She's also not being passive aggressive, right? Do you think?
Exactly. Yes.
Yeah.
And that's been a challenge for her.
Yeah. So she's not being passive aggressive. She's not doing any of those kind of things. But she, and I told her the other day, I was on the phone with her, I said, when they come to the gym, all the her girlfriend that's hanging out with her ex-boyfriend, and we call it something else, you and I together, but the one that is stirring the pot, as my grandma used to say, to make things happen, or not make things happen, to cause trouble. Yeah, that's it. And then you have the ex-boyfriend there with, she's with two guys, or three guys, because she's, you know, the brother's there too, as well as one of the guys. And so it's three guys and her, and she's constantly with the ex-boyfriend, right, of your daughter. And your daughter is yet to lash out at her, and that's her best friend.
Right.
So you got to be the change you want to see. Don't let them see you sweat.
Right. Because
when you get angry and you throw rocks at a glass house, then you know what? If you want them to stop, you got to be the first one not to start or to stop. Right? Don't you think?
Right. Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
And living in that
truth
is remaining that, you know, I'm not going to do that. It's like even making that statement, I'm not going to do what they're doing, you know.
Right.
Because you also can recognize, and I'm very proud of my daughter, where she's like, you know, I don't like it and I'm not going to do it, because there are other things that she could do to, you know, just, and it just goes back and forth. And I think as we even progress in older, it's like, you get so many friends are going, oh, well, you should just go out with his best friend, or you should just go out, da 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 da. And it's like, that's not always the answer, because it's, it, in the end, I think it'll even hurt you more, because you're doing something that is not you. You're doing something that you don't even want to do. It, you know, for her to even say go out with her ex, you know, her friend's ex-boyfriend, it's not a guy that she's interested in. You know, could she, can they, you know, make it look like whatever? Yes. But is that really living in your truth? No. You know, you're just doing something to, you know, lash back out. And that's not always the right thing, which leads me back to the integrity of, you know, when you really love someone, and I think this is even hard for teenagers, you know, when you think you met, you know, a boy or a girl and, you know, I love you. And it's really hard when you separate and to see the actions that are hurtful, you know, that, and yet hold your head up high. And I think it's not an age thing. I think I experience that now in my 40s. It's hard.
Yeah.
And living in your truth is really, I think, waking up every day, going, what can I change today? What do I need to work on today? And remaining who you are. And even challenging. I have a 16-year-old son, you know, just every day. It's just, you know, you want them to wake up and just take on the world, but yet you have this reality of they're just 16, and there's part of this youth that you still have to challenge and mold. And it's, okay, don't stress, but then there is frustration of, okay, we're not going to sleep the whole day away. You know, we got things we got to do and tasks we got to do. And I have to work on that. I have to work on, you know, where's my boundary of teenage life? Let them enjoy a day to get up. You know, do we sun up to sundown work? Like, that's what it was back in the day, especially ranch life.
Yeah, it still is. I see you get up quite early, you know, and get things going. Yeah, you know, though, in all fairness, Amy, I'm going to tell you something I've always admired about you, is that those little ones of yours, I call them, they're always your little ones, right? And those little ones
right.
of yours have never, ever, 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 have you let them sleep in and sleep the day away. You just don't do that. It's not who you are. And and I appreciate that about you, you know, so, and they're learning. So they're learning some things. But one of the things that I feel that really is a great opinion now for people listening and myself, right, because we're their worst critic, is that I always want to see that if we have a strong bond with ourselves, our higher power, you know, pray and meditate. Pray is asking, meditation is listening, and learning to control our mind and our thoughts, because we can do that. And quit, because, you know, when people start doing things, we were talking about this, whether it's your friends, my friends, or whatever, sometimes people will do things like show up at the fishing pond like your Tylee's friends did, her ex included, wanting to go fishing. Well, it's like when you have the prime fishing pond, for instance, and you're the girl's boyfriend, you don't go, those are cut off for now. She needs her space and he needs his, right? And
right.
I think
exactly.
People forget that. And I don't think
right.
that it's all about, I really don't think it's all about the going to a great fishing pond. Sometimes I think a little of that is rubbing it in your daughter's face if she allows it. So, you know, she's
right.
not, and she's told them no. And you told them, well, you didn't tell them no, you let her do that, or she did that.
Right.
And that takes guts.
Well,
I just had to reiterate that.
You said it best, right? You said it best. Sometimes it's just respecting someone's space. It doesn't mean I'm being rude, or it's just like, you know, you're choosing to go do all of this and say whatever. Maybe my recovery is staying in my house, reading a book, just having some alone time, you know, going out to, you know, your backyard, and rather you have, you know, 1 acre, 2 acres, 500 acres, whatever. That's an extension of your backyard. And sometimes you do. And protecting your personal space is hard. And sometimes some people don't understand that. And that's what I had explained to her, that, yes, where we have the ranch and we have a pond and can go fishing, it's an extension of our backyard. It's where we can connect with Mother Nature. It's where we can just be ourselves. If we want to play music, we can play music. If we want to just be, we can be and just be with nature. There's nothing out here. So
right.
That's where that was more of just trying to help her see that too, of just, you said it best. It's just protecting your personal space and others not respecting that or seeing that. And when you say no, then you become, you know, the evil person. That what's the big deal? You know, it's not a big deal when you seem to be fine with everything, and then you don't stop to
right.
realize that there's still a loss. There's still a loss somewhere that you are hanging out with someone, even a girlfriend. When you detach from a girlfriend, let alone a significant other, and it didn't work out, and maybe you even know that it didn't work out, and you know, but there's still a loss, and you have to go through that grief of it. It was fun, man. We had a lot of fun times and the memories. And will we get back together, or will we ever be friends again? Time will tell. I mean, it's only gonna. You got to give it time. And
that's
sometimes it's
true.
Not. You know,
you're right. Time's our biggest healer. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you because that was good.
Yeah, no. I was just going to say, I always say time can be your best friend and time can be your worst enemy. Because sometimes when you stay in silent and you just let other people do, you end up seeing more of what you never wanted to see in the first place, because you were sort of like a blind eye, because you're like, oh, we're having fun. But you're not really seeing the truth of how maybe someone's talking or acting. And when you
right.
stop and look at it outside, when you're away from it, you can see more of, wow, I never really saw that. Or you have to be truthful and go, I knew that. I just didn't want to accept it, or I didn't want to really see that part of him. I mean, I think we all
right.
go through that in breakups, or even just thinking about when you get a job. It's hard to be in management, and you're like, you know, you have a 90-day probation, and you're like, you know, look, it's just not working out. Then you want to bash the company. You want to blame this person and this person. But really, if you sat there and go, you know what, I had 90 days in it, maybe it just wasn't the job for me. And sometimes that's it.
Right.
And yet
that's
that company
true.
Gave
that's
you 90
point.
Days. But and now that manager has to come back and go, look, your 90 days are up. Productivity is not where it needs to be. I you know, I said I do what I need, but I got to look at the interest of the best company. And sometimes we get hostile about that, going, man, you did give me a chance. And, you know, you're right. I didn't get 5 new customers a month. I only got 1 out of 3 months. You know, it's when do we stop and look at ourselves of where do we take our responsibilities and what is real and what's truthful, and not retaliate, not react of what's happening. Or you sit there and go, well, I knew this was coming. If I didn't produce 5 new customers in 3 months, you know, or, you know, in a month, then I had a 90 day. I mean, it's not a surprise. Same
yeah.
with, I think in marriages, sometimes you talk, you go to counselors, you try to get help, but if you don't be receptive to the constructive criticism of the therapist, life coach, whatever you're doing, and one person's doing the change and working, then it's going to almost be inevitable that you grow apart, and it's not going to make it as a union. So
you're right
be your
about
best
that.
Friend.
Yeah, you're right.
Go ahead. Yeah, no, yeah.
No, that's good. So, so I wanted to say this. So, too, and people don't realize this, or maybe they do, because we've done it and we've had it done to us, right? So that's the reason why we can recognize it so easily. Sometimes, and I said a little bit about it, but I feel like people do things like come to swim at the fishing pond, or send me the conversation. This is one another situation. Send me the conversation that was said to him. To him from you, and send me the pictures you took that you guys were together. And, you know, and then another one is like, oh, I'm calling her, you know, calling back and forth. So, but people don't do that, because the fishing pond thing, they're not doing that, you know, to be the best version of themselves. They're doing that because they want to get under your daughter's skin, and I think. And then also your daughter could have reacted like, oh, I'm going to go down there and be with them, and hopefully I can score points with, you know, her ex-guy, right? And she's 15, I get it, but that kind of behavior is going on. So if you don't want something done to you, be the change you want to see. But realize, too, look at the situation. Is he coming down there to get together with you or to rub it in your face or to be a little bit bad, a bad boy by doing that? You know,
right.
In the other situations, if you're saying similar, because this is personal to you, I'm using this, right? And I believe your daughter's holding herself up, okay, from your conversations, my conversations, life experiences. She could easily go down there and be beside him and, you know, and try to score points. And he could throw it in her face. Would he do that? Probably. Not that he's a bad kid. She's not a bad kid. It's that the behavior is bad, right? No bad children, no bad people, behavior. Yeah.
Right.
And remember,
exactly.
People manipulate. They just do.
Right.
You know,
and
so,
I think that's even also sometimes just, you know, yes, as a teenager and even as adults, it's just like we come back and we do things like, oh, it's no big deal because – I mean, I would say I'm guilty of sometimes, like, I might do something and thinking, like, oh, it's not a big deal, but you don't really expand saying, you know what, this is a big deal, and I'm trying to cover it up as maybe it's not a big deal, but it is a big deal. I mean, even I might scream and yell at my kids. I don't want to scream and yell at my kids. Okay, well, then I do scream and yell at my kids. Oh, it's not that big of a deal. Okay, it's going to get over. No, it's something it's a work in progress, and that's where I feel like it's coming back and living in your truth of, what are your desires? I don't want to do this anymore, but I'm steadily working on it. And I, you know, take two steps back, but it's not going to make me do or be what I'm desiring not to be. So as long as I feel like I'm working towards that, then I think I'm accomplishing something.
Is that what you want to share with people today?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so. I think that, living in your truth is remaining true to yourself and, you know, really observing the situations. And when we feel this, like people are doing things that, you know, oh, they're just doing this to hurt me, and just go, okay, they're just doing what they're doing, rather it's making them feel better. I mean, how many times do we do things that make you feel better because you know you did hurt somebody, and now you're, you know, trying to make it up? You know, it's the husband who comes home with a bouquet of flowers and trying to ask for forgiveness, or brings a diamond, you know, tennis bracelet, or all of those things, or the concert tickets, the sports events. I mean, we do things because we know our behavior was not acceptable, and now we're trying to do things to cover it up or excuse it or try to make amends. And sometimes
you're
it's
right.
just a matter of what changes I have to do that I don't have to constantly be buying flowers every month. You know, I mean, flowers are great, but I'd rather almost just know that I don't need to have forgiveness flowers because the change is visible, and you can see that, and we're enjoying our days together, and we're not hurting each other, that no one needs to go out and buy any forgiveness present, you know? That's
like
where I feel like
present,
today.
Personally. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's a good point,
I would be okay with those.
And then
as a mom, it's like those are some of the things I'd share. And again, you know, I really hope that there's somebody out there today that, and you know, that this is resonating, because I know I'm not the only one. And even as a mom, I know I'm not the only one with teenagers, that it's, you know, I could be take the devil's advocate and go on the other side going, okay, well, you know, here's this kid. He's just doing his thing and doing all that. But I think as a human being, sometimes we need to stop and have aware of the impact of it has on others, whether it's near or far, whether it's a phone call or just actions that people see and hear because of social media, even, you know, you find out things so much more quickly. And going, you know, it's not living your life of, oh, I, you know, I'm not going to go do this because so-and-so finds out. I'm not talking about that. It's living your truth of, if I'm doing this, but am I maliciously hurting someone, or am I doing something that it just might be a little too soon? You know, even talking with my daughter, it's, you know, she cares a lot about her boyfriend, and they have a great foundation of friendship. And I'm still even telling her, and I'm like, a friendship's not gone. Sometimes you just need that time and space. But it doesn't mean you go out, and so many adults do this, especially after divorces and you hear about it, just instantly go and start dating somebody else when you haven't really healed from this relationship. And I think that's what causes so many problems in the next one. It's just, you know, my ex is a jerk, now I'm dating a jerk, and break up with that jerk, and you're on to the next jerk. But you never stop to heal from your own stuff from your first relationship. And
that's
you
true.
Can't take that into anything in the future. And, you know, so that's where I'm trying to teach my daughter. The answer is not turn around and just, oh, let me go talk to five more boys and get a boyfriend again. That's not the answer, because she truly cares about and the friendship. And I'm like, so you need to take this time to be with yourself and think of the good times and cherish the good times and just focus on your future. And everything else will fall into place. It's hard, though. It's hard. Like, she'll be like, you know, Mom, I'm sad today. And I'm like, and that's okay. I'm glad you're able to recognize that you're sad versus trying to be strong and I'm fine when you're not fine. That's not living in your truth.
Yep. Embrace, and the sadness makes the good times even better. So
exactly.
We're out of time. We're out of time. So I'm going to say this. You have your closing line. I have mine. Make sure you eat your vegetables, which are you can.
And take a shower. Get up and take a shower.
Take care, everybody. Have a great day. Great now. Bye now.
Bye. Have a great weekend.